In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
And I'm new Mike Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this Monday, aka Marvel Monday episode of what, new Mike Kevin?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.
Coming to you live from Towson, Maryland. New Mike Kevin.
New Mike Kevin will not tell you his exact street address, but you now know what city he lives. So if he mentions any stores and you can geolocate where that store is, you know where Kevin lives, essentially.
I'm actually located in one of the only shopping centers I know of that has a Walmart and a Target.
Well, now you've just screwed the pooch on yourself, sir, because someone's going to track you down and be like, what's up, Kevin? Let's hang out. What'd you say, Kevin? What'd you say, Kevin?
For a second, I couldn't hear you, but I think it was because my computer gets wonky when you touch it. So it's cool.
Okay. It's all right. We figured it out. But anyway, we're back. Kevin has a new mic. We'll get to that in a little bit and what you're watching and what you're playing. But you can always follow us at @infinite_pods on Instagram or Twitter, or you can go where, Kevin, for them hot blogs.
Hot995.com/crisiscrew and keep on scrolling. And by the way, happy birthday, Hot995. That's cool.
It is officially Hot 90. Oh, as of this podcast recording, to carry the one. Yeah, it is Hot 95's 20th birthday. So we've been a 5-part year of that birthday. We have a page on the website still, and they didn't take us down yet.
I actually remember when they flipped from, I think they used to be like Jammin', something like that.
Jammin' 99.5, baby.
My dad was pissed because he was like, he loved like the old school, like Motown stuff.
And Kevin was like, I gotta listen to this, Dad. It's Kanye West.
I'm gonna work here in 15 years.
One day, carry the one. I don't know. One day.
He was pissed. Like, you can't have nothing. As soon as you like something, they take it away from blah. I'm like, oh, you know, that stuff.
What are you going to do? But if you didn't notice this, just a friendly reminder, we do 2 podcast episodes every week. I don't know if that's bi-weekly or semi-weekly. Still get confused on the words. But 2 episodes a week, Monday and Thursdays. Mondays, usually the Marvel reviews, more focused on the Marvel shows coming out or Star Wars show, Mandalorian Monday. Thursday, get you all those news with the DC check-in, so everything sort of has a highlight feature with every podcast. We learned how to radio.
Radio is a verb. I like that.
Yeah, there you go. But Kevin, we always start the podcast properly with what you're watching and what you're playing. And because it's Monday, Kevin, you get to go first with what you're watching.
Watching wise, besides the normal appointment viewing of Falcon and Winter Soldier, yes, and Invincible, I've been catching up with Keenan. I restarted Brooklyn Nine-Nine for some reason. I don't know why. Seen it a million times, but I want to watch it again.
Because it's last season. I mean, they just started resuming filming. So by the time you finish it, you rewatch, you'll probably get to when the final season starts.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's that. I also I forced my child to watch Space Jam yesterday because it's on HBO Max.
Yes. And thoughts? What did she think?
She kind of was in and out in the beginning part. And then once they went into Toon Land, she was all in.
She had no attachment to Bill Murray. She was like, who's this?
Exactly. And then after that, we played basketball for like the next 2 hours. But her basketball is just her running towards me and throwing a ball at my face. That's basketball to her.
I mean, this is an easy costume for the fam. Space Jam. I don't know. Figure it out. I don't know who gets to be who, but...
But after that, I made the mistake of letting her watch Kindergarten Cop, and now she's been asking me what a penis is for the last 24 hours. So that's been my life.
Where'd you watch Kindergarten Cop on TV?
It was on TBS. Like, oh, sweet. This is a cute movie. Like, these kids are cool like you.
It's the TV version. They won't go any wrong.
And then there's the part where he goes, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. And then that's been my life since she's seen that.
So now you're going through family life, which is supposed to be a 5th grade class, and you're teaching it to her right now.
Well, me and my wife had an agreement, actually, when we were dating. I was like, when that time happens, that's you're the teacher. That's your job. I'm not doing it.
Oh, you said that to her?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the agreement. So when that question asked, I said, ask your mother.
Kevin's just like, yep, I'm going to go in the power in the room. All right. I'm going to go play with
you
toys.
Need to know how to, you know, I change the tire. I'm your guy. Change the oil. I'm good. But other than that, that's not me.
There you go.
And then playing, I actually did beat Ratchet & Clank.
Hey.
So that's kind of sad.
Now you got nothing.
I was like, oh. I know I got nothing. It was just like, the way that game always works, you always get a really cool weapon at the end of it, mm-hmm. and then you only use it like twice,
and then
I go through the whole game again. Yeah, so it was that. But I almost bought Cyberpunk yesterday. I had it in my hand at Target.
Kevin,
I was
like, wait till I get the Game Pass. You know it's gonna get the like one of the Game Passes or something for free.
Yeah, so I held off and just, you know, I went about my life, but I almost had it. I was almost there.
So close.
I almost made it. I had to have the carrying cart. I always put it in the carrying cart. Mm. I was like, it was almost there.
But here's the thing, Kevin, just to promote what you're playing, because I'm also in a lull, but I'm waiting for our dinger offs every day. It's just you and me hitting some home run derbies, seeing what happens with dingers.
That's funny, because I actually I found a copy of an old baseball game I used to play on PS2 called MVP Baseball. It was EA's answer.
Mm-hmm. I had that. I had the original PlayStation versions of those. Yeah.
And I tried to play it, but it just couldn't read. I was like, oh, dang it. I really want to play
this.
Damn
these discs not reading. I love the digital future. It always reads, unless the internet's down.
They hit me hard, too, because I actually bought a PS2 game called Rumble Racing. Mm-hmm. I bought it off of Amazon because I hadn't played it since I had it originally. And I tried to put it up, and it's like, sorry, format's different. Because if you remember, the first set of PS2 games had a blue back. Uh-huh. And then after a while, they became DVD-ROM, and it was regular silver back. That's a blue back game, so I can't play it.
Blue back game be Blu-ray?
No, this was something else. I can't remember what the format was, but it was some kind of weird PS2 format. And then after a while, they switched to DVD-ROM, and they became silver. And the only way to play that game is either to find it on like Steam, something like that, which I probably should do, actually. Or buy an original like first release PS2, which I don't even know how to find.
You got to go to a retro game shop, and it's like $500 for you. Like, I'm good. I have a new PlayStation 4.
And like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the thick PS2, not the thin one that came out with, like the thick one. So thick poet. I don't know how I'll find it. But that's my world, honey. What about yours?
So been watching a lot. Maura and I are watching Ted Lasso now. It's the Apple TV Plus show with Jason Sudeikis. Actually, really good, actually. I know a lot of people have hyped it up, and it's like, it doesn't look that good. Once you get into it, it's really good. It's if you haven't seen it, it's like the one show they advertise on Apple TV Plus, where the American college football coach goes to teach or becomes the coach of a soccer team, a football team in the UK. It's really good, and it's just very like heartwarming. And I can see why I got nominated for a lot of awards.
Yeah, I might have to borrow your login for that, because I've heard a lot of good things about the show. I really want to watch this show, but I don't want to go buy a laptop for a year free or just sign up for it.
And it's only 10 episodes, so it's like, I mean, you can take your time or watch them all, but we've been enjoying it. We're about to watch the final episode tonight. Yes.
Have you watched that Chris Evans show on Apple TV Plus?
No, we didn't watch that. Like, the only two shows we watched, I got Apple TV Plus trial. It's going till July because I bought a laptop last year. So we watched Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet, which with Rob McElhenney. No, I think it's, what is?
The guy from Always Sunny.
That was
the show about like game designers, right?
Yes. Rob McElhenney. I was right. That's all right. Ted Lasso is like leagues above it. So
okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then yesterday, Moore and I, we've kind of been wanting to watch this forever. And FX has the movies. We know this. And it's usually the movies you're like, oh, I remember seeing that being having a trailer and then never seeing anything about it again. So we watched the Escape Room, which is like the horror movie that's a little bit like Saw, but they're trying to escape the rooms and move on to the next room. It's actually all right. And I'm kind of excited that it might be getting a sequel.
I don't remember that. Who's in that?
Nobody. That's why. Like, the only notable person in it is the lead actress from the Daredevil TV show, who was like, who started off as the assistant. Then she became
that annoying lady.
Yeah. With Punisher. Yeah. I don't remember her name, but she was in it. It was actually, it was all right. I was for an FX movie you didn't pay for, great. But if you saw it in theaters, I don't know about it.
I need to actually, there's a couple shows on FX I need to watch. It's just the one show with the guy from Parks and Rec.
Oh, Devs? Really, yeah, Devs I heard is really good. Yeah. If you have Hulu, definitely FX on Hulu. Literally the next day they're on Hulu automatically, depending if you have commercials or not. Devs, Dave, which is a Little Dicky show, very
Dave,
good.
Yeah, that's another one I need to watch.
Atlanta is great, but you've watched Atlanta, right?
Like four times.
Okay. Yes. And then What We Do in the Shadows is also great. Like, you've seen that too.
Yeah, I started. I'm like on episode 4 of season 1. I didn't go back to that.
Season 2 is so much. Like, Moore and I were like, oh man, I wish What We Do in the Shadows was on again. That's how good it is.
Because I think that was Taika Waititi's a movie he made a while ago.
Yeah. So originally it was him and Jermaine Dumont. or whatever. He's like a big character actor, but it focuses on them three as like a documentary style movie. Yeah. Then this is the show. It's still in the same universe, but they're in the U.S. instead of, I think, Australia, which the original movie was in.
And then like the one character, he's like a soul vampire, just sucks your soul.
Colin Robinson, he's great. And it's the bald guy from The Office, like the later seasons where he becomes Daryl's like other warehouse guy.
Yeah, Daryl's like, hey, I love this scarf you got me. It's great, man. I don't know what to get you for Christmas.
Exactly. That's really good too. So we watched Escape Room, was good. But Kevin, before we get into some show stuff, we got to talk about It's Your Birthday Weekend, baby. I think I lost Kevin. I lost Kevin because I did that. I went too loud.
Turning another H.
Oh, Kevin, Kevin, we lost you for a while there. What did you say?
I said in honor of the pandemic also, I'm staying the same age I was last year. I don't believe I aged because I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything last year.
So Kevin,
and that goes to all of you listening too.
So Kevin's birthday is later this week. Obviously, we love celebrating birthday weeks as much as possible. So Kevin, why do we keep calling him New Mike Kevin? He has a new microphone, baby.
El Gato Wave 3. Yes.
Yeah, so now we are both rocking the same mic for the first time in like 2 years because the pandemic.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
That's partially why I got you that as a gift. So we can. And I'm like, oh, something wrong. Oh, it's not the mic.
I was actually looking at buying a studio quality mic. The ones they have, I think they have the Audio Technica RE20s, mm-hmm. but they're like really expensive.
Those are investments.
Investments. Actually, I'm hoping when I find one, I fell off the back of a truck. But that wasn't happening.
One day it would.
And then I'll fall right off the truck with it into jail.
Yeah. So Kevin's rocking a new mic. So let us know if he sounds too loud or too quiet. And we know how to increase it now. It's pretty easy for both of us to help each other out now.
Yeah. An Electro Voice microphone kit with shock mount and two section broadcast arm costs $470.
That's too much, but that's too much, fam. That's a big tax write off.
Yeah, but I have to prove that I'm making money from it, though. Like,
yes. Sort of. In fun, yes, I fun am. Times, fun times with my friend. That's what it is. Memories that last forever. That's the priceless part. But Kevin, we'll do some more birthday stuff throughout the week. This is your only gift. I'm not giving you another gift. So don't expect that.
Actually, you got your gift. Oh, yeah. Early this month. This week
birthday gifts. Kevin also sent me my birthday gift. I don't know why I'm showing it to the camera. This is an audio podcast. But Kevin sent me the Mando Jetpack Funko Pop, and it is the first in-box Funko Pop that'll stay at home. Will I add more to this collection? Mora says, hopefully not.
Yeah, I ordered that, I think, actually, I want to say in right around your birthday, and it said it wasn't going to be released until this at a certain time. It wasn't going to ship to October 4th. Like, sweet. Mm-hmm. He'll get it right after his birthday. Then I got a note that said, oh, yeah, it's delivered. I'm like, what? Like, what did I miss? Did you change the street date? I don't know what's happening. I'm like, yeah, your birthday gives at your old apartment, honey, if you want it.
It was fun. I had to manage the person that lives there. And I was like, hey, can I please have my present? And they're like, who are you? I was like, this is Mindy. That's my present. And they're like, okay, here you go. So that was fun. But Kevin, we have another update. We're not even in the news yet. We have a lot of stuff to cover before the news.
I know.
It's time for an update on our Crisis Gaming League, baby.
Where all the games are delayed.
Yes.
Nothing's real.
So if you don't remember, that's totally okay. Kevin and I, we actually joined FantasyCritic.games, which is where you can do one or watch our fantasy league at the same time. Started our own game fantasy gaming league. So instead of football, baseball, whatever sport, we're doing video games. So essentially how it works is Kevin and I drafted back in January or February, I believe 12 games each, with the ability to draft even more games when they get announced, most likely around E3 this year. And then whoever gets the highest score for their review scores, total pretty much, wins, and they get a fun pizza, whether it's sent to themselves or to the other person.
I think at one point it was going to be like movies, but then we weren't sure where the world was going to be, so we changed it to pizza.
We could probably start that still now, but games are a little bit easier. Kevin and I, we've had some games already been delayed. We talked about that a couple months ago, but we want to give you an update. As of right now, Kevin, you are in the lead with 42 actual points because you've had a couple games come out, three actually. I've had two games come out with a total of 30 points, meaning their review scores were good. So Kevin, your games that came out already are
Hitman 3, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the complete edition, and Monster Hunter Rise.
Yes, a recent edition. That's actually your top hitter right there with 18 points.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised about that. I thought kind of the nostalgia thing would hit with Scott Pilgrim, but no, Monster Hunter. I should buy that.
Well, you know, it just came out, you know, so you should buy it.
I'm actually noticing, too, that I have two games on here that say will not release because they've been delayed. Gran Turismo 7 and Gotham Knights, but also Deathloop. They haven't updated that yet. That's not coming out this year.
No, Deathloop's coming out in September now, actually. So that's probably why.
Okay, cool,
there.
Cool.
Actually, they did, if you click on it, they said they updated the release date. So you're good there.
All right, cool. I was like, I think that was delayed, yeah, too. I need to make some new picks.
So the main thing, why Kevin's mentioning that, if a game that we drafted doesn't come out and we can change it. If we don't change it, we get 0 points for it. But because, like, slowly but surely a lot of the games go up, you lose some points pretty much at the end of the day.
Yeah, especially I was really banking on Gotham Knights to come out, man. Dang it.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, for me, I have It Takes Two and Persona 5 Strikers. It Takes Two, my top game, which came out literally a couple weeks ago. Great co-op game. You have to play it only co-op. Those are good. But Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga is TBA for the whole year. So I'm probably going to have to get rid of that one. And Pokemon Snap, can't wait to see you in a couple weeks, baby. Come on, do me well, baby.
There's another game that was like It Takes Two. Kane and Lynch. That's what it was. That was like another, like, co-op game you could play.
It was No Way Out. That's what it was. It was the prison.
I'm thinking
game.
No Way Out. Yeah. Mm. Yep. That's right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was a big deal. And then nobody talked about it anymore. No, we're kind of how games go, though.
That's good. Yeah. So Kevin is in the lead right now by 12-ish points. But we still have some time to go. And E3 will probably change a lot of things. Upcoming games were both drafted. Pokemon Snap is my game. Comes out end of this month. Resident Evil Village is a Kevin game. Wait. Actually, is it a Kevin game? No, it's a me game, so I get that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Here's the thing. You picked that as sort of your counter game, so if I get points, you get points. So that'll help you out a lot.
Yes.
Mass Effect Legendary Edition is a Kevin game. Comes out May 14th. Then Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Kevin, who would have thought that you would have played the other Ratchet & Clank game, get you ready for Rift Apart, which is a you game.
Also, I'm really excited that we're a month away from Mass Effect because, well, not really, because then my wife's going to leave me for about, I don't know, 6 weeks while I go through the whole series again.
No, not really. She's going to leave you. You're just going to mentally leave the apartment and your body will be this, like, click.
Exactly. I wish I could play games like Wanda read books at the end of WandaVision.
Oh, man. If only. but Kevin, that's our personal rigmarole. Now it's time to get to the news.
It's time for the news. See, right there, if I got the string, the soundboard thing, I could press the button and then they do that. Like, I'm thinking,
hopefully we're like, oh, please let it play. Please let it play.
That's going to be a delay.
Yes. So Kevin, Invincible, this is sort of, we're doing this at the beginning of Mondays just because we're talking about them live. Invincible episode 5, right? Came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 5. That's right. That's right. Yep. We had 3 the first week.
And what did you think of it?
Brutal.
Very brutal. Very brutal. Really good. Michael Dorn voices Battle Beast. That was surprising. That was fun.
I kind of thought, I was wondering if he was kind of like a Thanos allegory where he's like, I'm here for the battle. This battle sucks. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Thanos. I mean, Hulk. Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Strong. Smart Hulk. Yeah. Or Mastro. Yeah.
I thought that was cool, but I kind of like how they're fitting in, like, the, for lack of a better term, like, this Peter Parker-ness thing, where it's like he wants to have a regular world, but he can't because he's a superhero. So when his girlfriend wants to, you know, do the whole thing with the homeless shelter, he doesn't show up because he's getting his tail beat in the penthouse apartment. Mm-hmm. But then his dad just watched.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
If you haven't watched Invincible, and I know we're talking all a little bit more now, spoilers, sorry. We actually forgot to say that. That's okay. But we've been really enjoying it. It's literally an adult version. It's like The Boys, but in animated form. And it's really good. Like, it's from Robert Kirkman, and it's doing a lot of, like, surveying your expectations. It's also not supposed to have a lot of episodes. I think it also has three more episodes. So it's kind of like Falcon Winter Soldier, a little bit shorter. But these episodes are dense. There's a lot of stuff that, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But this is good, too. Like, there's no, like, oh, I don't really care about this plot in the show.
Yeah, because they still kind of got to get to the thing about the robot, where he's not really a robot.
Yes, or is he? We'll find that out. But yeah, I think that was really good. And I think, I'm trying to remember now. Like, I literally thought the main character of Mark Grayson, like, was dead. I'm like, no, he's still alive. I was like, okay, I see what you did there. But Titan was played by Mahershala Ali. The voice talent on this cast is great. Is a very cool, like, twist of he was using Invincible to get rid of his boss so he could be free, but so he could also take his boss's place. That's good.
I know. And it was once he introduced him and he had a little girl, I'm like, oh, I'm so just, that's a good guy.
And they're like, oh no, he's the bad guy. Oh no.
Yeah, I think I told you in text, I said, that's kind of what they were shooting for at the end of Luke Cage, but this show did it better.
Never Luke watched Cage, I'm so yeah.
confused. And that's season two was okay. It was just like, there was a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm excited. A couple more episodes left. That'll be season one. They haven't announced season two yet, but I'm pretty safe to assume they're going to, because it's been really good. I don't know how numbers-wise it's been doing, because it's coming out the same day as Falcon Winter Soldier, but it's literally like, oh, I watched that on my own time, then War is off work, we watch Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I wonder that too, because I mean, Amazon makes so much money. I wonder if they actually care about if people watch their shows. They're just doing it because they want to do it. You know,
I don't know, because I feel like we hear a lot of like Netflix canceled this and that show like all the time.
Yeah,
it's Netflix's thing. You're right. Amazon not so much, unless it's like the end of the show or they just like silently kill it off, really.
Yeah, because I mean, I think The Expanse had a series finale, but I mean, I heard that was a good show, but it wasn't like a whole thing of they canceled The Expanse. Yeah. It was like, yeah, we're moving on.
The I know, like the most recent show for me that I remember they canceled that was kind of a little bit public was the Ghost Hunter show with Nick Frost, Simon Pegg's friend that's in all those movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they canceled that. Yeah. And then that was like, oh, man, that sucks. But I was like, okay, that's fine. It wasn't the best, you know?
That's the other thing, too, because they don't really have, like, Netflix has probably, like, 10 powerhouse shows. Hulu has a few. Disney Plus has more than a few. They have, like, three.
It is, not Bridgerton. What is it called?
They have The Boys. They have, honestly, they really just have the boys
is the main thing. They have Mrs. Maisel. That's what I was thinking of.
Mrs. Maisel and The Man in High Castle. I guess it's kind of that was like their sort first of, show.
Is that still going on? I never watched.
I think
it.
That ended too. Actually,
let me look it up. Amazon shows, because that's there's another one in there that we watch. We probably Amazon shows. There we go. Come on, Boys. Manifest, Riverdale. These are not on. These are shows that are offered. Prime Originals. Come on.
Originals. I've even heard like a second season of that show Upload to be liked with Robbie ML.
Oh yeah, that was another. That's the yeah. Well, they're working on season two. They actually just started filming it. I saw on.
Good, Twitter.
But that's another one. Like their show is, but like you don't like until they come out. You're like, oh yeah, that's right. I do watch this and enjoy this. You're not like, where is it? Like Stranger Things 4. Where the hell is it?
Oh, Jack Ryan. That's another show.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because the gym was on it. Everybody liked it because the gym was on it. But yeah, other than that.
Yeah, it's just kind of eh. But it's getting there. You know, slowly but surely, it's getting all those nerds to watch it. All the shows.
And they know what sells nerddom because everybody's talking about Invincible and The Boys. So they're like, I guarantee you there'll be another like nerdy superhero show on there for the next year and a half. They are because it's The Boys spinoff.
The Boys spinoff in college. There you go.
Yep.
That'll be like the off-season show. But that's our Invincible thoughts. Now to get to the proper news from one streaming service to the other. Let's head on to Netflix, Kevin, where 2022 is about to get hecka expensive for Netflix.
Yep, because they have bought pretty much when a Sony movie is done the theater run, it's coming to Netflix.
So starting in 2022, I had the actual word. They're a record-setting sum of almost $1 billion Netflix paid for a pay one window agreement for 5 years. So essentially for the next 5 years, starting in 2022... After a movie's theatrical run, like Kevin said, about a month to 3 months, depending on the movie, first rights will go to Netflix. Not necessarily meaning Netflix will automatically get it, but pretty much you can safe to assume movies like the Spider-Man franchises, Jumanji, Ghostbusters, or Bad Boys, they're coming to Netflix.
I still haven't seen Bad Boys 3. I need to watch that.
Bad Boys for Life, but it's the third movie. Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the thing with a lot of these Sony movies. You don't know where to stream them, which is now it's like finally Netflix is answering that problem.
I know a lot of the movies were on Stars, but I mean, unless you're paying for Stars.
Yeah, nobody has Stars. And that's the thing for the past, since 2006, Stars has been the one that in the US that's been the home for all the Spider-Man movies. So like when we're doing the MCU rewatches, it's always like, all right, where can I watch Spider-Man? Who actually owns it, not has to stream it?
Yeah. And then they had Crackle was Sony service also, but I've only been on it a few times. It's kind of hard to navigate. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes their show, like, you look for a show and it'll be on there. Then you try to play. It's like, oh, sorry, the show can't play in your region. Why are you showing it to me if it can't play in my region?
So Netflix actually tweeted movies like Uncharted, Morbius, Bullet Train, Where the Crawdads Sing. I don't know what that is. Future sequels to Venom, Jumanji 3, Bad Boys 4, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel. Those will be the first movies pretty much coming to Netflix. Spider-Man No Way Home technically isn't 2022, so it could still be doing the stars, and then maybe eventually it'll go to Netflix.
That's coming out in December, right?
Yeah, so just and same thing with the Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which is why it says future sequels to Venom, because that's supposed to come out in October or September.
That'll be easier to do your Marvel rewatches, because pretty much everybody right now has Disney Plus and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of cool if, like, for you guys watching in order, like, boom, 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 boom. Okay, here's where Homecoming is. Close Disney Plus, open Netflix, boom, watch that, then come right back.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I've had to buy the Spider-Man movies. Oddly enough, they're always the ones that go on sale for like $6, because I think no one has a streaming service home for it. So people are like, oh, let's get them to buy it. So like, I own Far From Home and Homecoming and Into the Spider-Verse before it went to Netflix. So now that helps with that future problem. Because the other thing is, we still can't watch Incredible Hulk anywhere unless it's through means, because no one has it right now.
Actually, I own a hard copy of that. I had that on literal DVD.
Might be borrowing that from you. Apparently, it's supposed to go to Peacock if they never get it settled. I'm like, great, man, gotta get Peacock.
By the way, shout out to Josh Markovitz for letting me hold his Peacock password to watch WrestleMania. Thank you very much.
Gavin appreciates. I feel like also one at Mr. Eric V also is using Mr. Markovitz's Peacock. It's a different topic. But Gavin, to go from one streaming service again to the other one, let's talk about HBO Max.
Basically telling you, enjoy watching the same day movie theater releases, because next year it goes back to normal.
Yes. essentially, Warner Media, obviously the owners, WB, of HBO and all the affiliates, have said that its biggest movies will be theatrically exclusive again in 2022. So pretty much all the movies that got delayed this year and the next year, guess what? You're going to have to go actually see it in the theaters now.
So if you thought you were going to order Cheesecake Factory and watch The Batman, you were wrong.
nothing goes better with Batman. Dang it. What is it? What is he says? I forget. In the trailer. The Batman. It's been so long since that movie came out. Come on. The Batman quote. Movie quote. It's, give me all these Batman quotes. I don't mean. It's not.
I am vengeance.
Yes, I am vengeance. That's what it is. With your cheesecake of Reese's Cheesecake. Nope, can't do that.
Well, unless you go to like, I don't know, iPick and get some good food.
Yes, or you sneak in a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory into the theater that's most likely nearby.
Just make your girl bring a big purse, that's all.
There you go, a very big purse for the cheesecake, because those are big tins for them cheesecakes. But beginning of 2022, Warner Media announced earlier this week that tentpole films like all the DC, Harry Potter, MonsterVerse films will play exclusively in theaters for 45 days before moving to a service, quote unquote, like HBO Max, which is a little confusing. It's like, wouldn't it automatically go to HBO Max? So who knows what that means, but it's pretty much Warner saying, oh, we know, we get it. Regal and AMC, you guys hate us right now. We'll cut you some slack here. You get 45 days now next year.
Yeah, but I can't remember, because it's been so long since it's been normal. How long were movies out before they were on digital, even just for rent?
Usually, like,
was it 45? Was it longer than 45 days?
Yeah, I think it was like 90 days. Usually, it's like 3 months-ish. Okay. They would go to digital month later or two. Because I used to remember, like, movies would come out, like, let's say Avengers Infinity or Endgame came out in May. You wouldn't get the DVD until, like, December. But now it's like, you get the DVD in, like, September. So super early.
Actually, I can look this up. Actually, I can just look up when I bought Black Panther on Fandango and see many movies anywhere and see, like, because I just can't remember how long it used to be. Because now I'm wondering, this is just me spitballing. Would you pay extra for a movie? Let's just say The Batman comes out, but for whatever reason, you don't get to catch it in the theater. It's on HBO Max in 45 days, but it's like $5 to watch it earlier before it's on there. You know, just on air in 90 days. Would you pay early to watch it?
Oh, so you're saying like Disney Plus Premier Access?
Kind of like that, but it's not as expensive.
You are essentially saying it's Disney Plus Premier Access is what you're saying, pretty much.
Exactly, because it's already been in the theater already, so you don't have to pay the $30, but you have to pay something just to get it before just on air.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like, I mean, if you look at how it was before the pandemic, like if you were to watch, let's just say Harry Potter movie and it came on the digital, it'd still be $25 just to rent it for one night. Like it wouldn't be $9.99 until like a year later, because they know people want to watch it. But yeah, apparently also I'm reading into this. If a movie performs well for WB, Warner Brothers can keep the exclusivity in theaters even longer. So It's not necessarily every 45 days it's happening. It's like, all right, this is, we'll say Fantastic Beasts 3 didn't do well at all. They're like, all right, we're pushing it to HBO Max in 45 days. But if you have Black Adam or the Batman do well, we're going to wait 6 months.
That actually makes a lot more sense, because a movie like, even a movie like, I think it's going to do well as far as like critically, but it's not going to do well financially because I don't think anybody knows what it is, like Into the Heights. Mm-hmm. That's probably a movie they would put on HBO Max a little sooner because people are going to see it, but it's not going to be the number of people that are going to go see, you know, Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes, basically. But that's okay, Kevin, because coming to HBO Max this year, so we're solid. We're good.
True. That's a good point. I'm not honestly looking forward to watching it, but I know I'll have to because
it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
I'll be fine.
But Kevin, what might not be fine is your bank account in a couple of months, because Hasbro's just released its new $700 Transformers toy. And I feel like it's straight out of Small Soldiers, the movie.
Yeah, there's been a video for a long time circulating around like Facebook, Twitter, of this self-transforming Optimus Prime that somebody built. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Hasbro figured out a way to do it on a level where they can sell it now. Because they're doing it. Like I said, it costs $700. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out...
installments?
What? Yes. Because, you know... if you go on Sideshow is a site that sells hot toys. Hot toys are these really high-end. Not sure what they are. They're just really high-end, detailed, realistic figures. Mm-hmm. But say like the Iron Man hot toy from Endgame costs $400. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay $400 up front. You can pay like $80 a month, and then once you're done, they'll ship it. So if that exists for this, I might do it. I'm not sure.
So Hasbro, they announced it the other day, late last week, when they announced a ton of Hasbro exclusives. They announced a new Star Wars helmet based on Wedge. The Eye of Agamotto you can buy for the Marvel's Legend series for $50. It's not that expensive. So you can get that. And actually removes the Infinity Stone from it. This is Transformers. They partnered with an actual robotics company, Robison Robotics. You've probably seen the videos on TikTok of Kevin Smith and actually reacting to the thing, or seen that lady, where they say Optimus convert, and he either goes from car to humanoid form, I guess, or reverse. But the weird thing is, he actually moves like he's breathing, and it's just like, and he can walk on his own. Like, this is so weird. This is literally Small Soldiers, the movie, where they get the AI, and then they started killing everybody.
By the way, underrated movie.
It is very underrated. I think that's like a Lionsgate movie or something, I don't know. But it's good cast, great toys. My brother got all of the, I don't know, the Argonauts or whatever, and I had all the soldiers. It was great.
I think they're called the Gorgons, something like that.
Sure, we'll go with that.
How do I remember? Why do I remember that? I should remember things like that. I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. I need to grow past this. This should be how to do taxes in there, not Gorgonauts and Small Soldiers.
I need to figure out capital gains.
But Kevin, yes, that's $700. Out of the two of us, you're the most likely to get that. Godspeed for your bank account and your wife reacting to your bank account going low for that.
Well, is it more like a manager or something like that? She might get it for you. You never know.
How would she get that for me? She makes more money than me. I know that, but there's no way she's going to buy it. I don't need Transformers.
Exactly. She's going to treat her man to something nice.
No, this is what we get for a babysitter for Teddy. We just put Optimus, you got Teddy. All right.
Put him by the door. Like, don't move.
You ain't coming out here. There's a Chucky scenario where all of a sudden the chip gets possessed or haunted by a voodoo man. And then he starts.
No, they're doing a Chucky show.
Yeah, they are. I think Sci-Fi. And we'll see how good that turns out. I don't think it's going to be that good.
Yeah, Chucky's been creepy for me since forever. I'm not going to watch it anyway.
But Kevin, don't worry, because from one big expensive thing to something that's going to be affecting your family vacations, Avengers Campus will officially open in June, and I'm excited.
I think it's June 4th, right?
June 4th, yes, and it will be only in Disneyland. Because why, Kevin?
Because the world hates me, no. Because when they announced it, I think a year or two ago, they announced that it's going to be like the New York campus is going to be in Disneyland. I believe whatever the Iron Man part of it is going to be, and I think in Paris, and another part is going to be, I think, in Tokyo or Shanghai.
Ant-Man, I think, is in Tokyo.
Yeah. And also, if you watch if you have Disney Plus and you watch the Imagineering documentary on there, mm-hmm. you've seen them test Spider-Man swinging. That little mannequin that they shot into the net was going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, so like, actually, like, at random intervals, you're going to see the robot mannequin Spider-Man just floating throughout the Marvel themed area in Disneyland.
And I think, I believe there's also like a dark theme ride similar to the one in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
But not as expansive.
Yeah.
Also.
And like, so the weird thing is like last time we went to Disneyland was during E3, we rode the Guardians ride and we saw the Avengers hatch. So pretty much they're building around that area in Disneyland. If you've been there, there'll be the Spider-Man themed ride. Obviously tons of Marvel stuff. I don't think it's going to be, like you said, as expansive as Galaxy's Edge, like immersive and everything, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And it's another incentive of like, oh, we should go to California instead of Orlando this year. And the other interesting thing is it's not coming to Orlando because back in the day, there's this, Kevin, you can back me up on this.
Yes.
When Marvel was selling all of its property rights and everything, they sold the exclusive rights, the theme park rights to any Marvel thing east of the West Mississippi. Any Marvel Marvel owned has to go through Universal. So you'll never see a Marvel themed area, which is why you never got the Guardians of the Galaxy ride in Disney World.
Yeah. I believe there's a way around it for some of their newer stuff because they're building a Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster at Epcot, I believe. Oh. But anything involving the X-Men or Spider-Man,
so the newer
or
heroes. Like
that. Yeah, like there's been rumors forever that they're going to build like a Wakanda section of in Animal Kingdom, which makes sense because Animal Kingdom is probably like now I would say on the tier of the Disney parks in Florida. That's the lower tier. It's
they got Magic the Avatar Kingdom ride.
Yeah, well, the Avatar is the Avatar, but it's fine. But I believe it's Magic Kingdom, then Hollywood Studios now because of Star Wars, then Epcot, then Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised they did something like that there to kind of just boost people wanting to go for it. It's easy money. <You know.
laughs> So, Kevin, you're probably going to be the next one to go on a Disney trip. You're going to wait, though, right? Probably on Avengers Campus for a little bit?
Yeah, I think we'll probably head up out there next year, maybe. Yeah.
When crowds number die one, down a little bit.
That and California is a long flight, and I don't think my kids were ready for that.
You just pop in.
We have to knock, Peppa Pig, knock her out.
Coco Melon the whole time.
Take these funny looking gummies. It's called melatonins. We'll see you on the other
side. The funny little gummies. You got to do melatonin first on that one.
But they're also expanding Disneyland a lot too in the next probably like 5 to 10 years. Mm. Like when we went there and we saw like all of those like parking structures leading up to Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
all that's going to be park now. They're building out.
Well, I think, good.
I forget what it's called. The Frozen Land. Not Asgard. What's it called? Arendelle. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, did someone just tell you that off mic?
Yeah, you see Alicia's walk by with Rice Krispie.
Your wife literally told you it's Arendelle. Come on.
And they're building out Arendelle. I think they're building like a Disney villains part of the park also. So like something based on all the villains. So yeah, so Disneyland is going to be probably like the spot. It's going to be like a conversation. Where we go? The resort in Florida or the resort in California? Like, I don't know. Which one do we do? So that's coming.
But Kevin, something also is coming to Disney, maybe a little bit sooner than all those parks, is a retractable lightsaber that actually has light, is made out of light. I don't know, maybe.
So I'm going to be first in line. I don't have one of the cool lightsabers you and John have yet.
Mm.
Nope. Main reason, because like I said, living in a 2-bedroom apartment with a 4-year-old who is hers. So I don't know where to put it to where she couldn't touch it.
You just got to put it up high.
Like Stormbreaker is cool because she can't lift it. It's too heavy for her. Mm-hmm. And then the shield is okay because, it's just awkward. She doesn't know how to pick it up. And I got Mjolnir up high. But I can't drill. I don't want to drill into my walls here because I don't want to spackle and paint over when I move out.
It's not that bad. Maura and I did it. Just really get the putty. You're good. It's not that quite bad.
But when these come out, yeah, I'm definitely getting one of these.
So with Avengers Campus, which is why we good segue into this, they had a little conference presentation with Josh D'Amaro, the chairman of Disney Parks. Apparently, a lot of reporters were there, reported that at the end of the conference, D'Amaro had a lightsaber that wasn't the typical one that has like the plastic blades that are removable, which is a new thing Disney did if you go to Galaxy's Edge. But it was a giant light-up stick attached to a neat-looking hilt. In fact, it was one that can fully extend and retract its blades like the real lightsabers in the film. And apparently, this has been on Disney's mind for a while because while they're already, the lightsabers are super popular, I'm already like wintering down on which one to get. They've had a prototype patent for this since 2018 for a sword device with retractable, eternally illuminated blades.
And we were kind of talking about, oh, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get that. We were kind of I'm on GameStop. The War Machine helmet's on sale for $50, and the Iron Man helmet's on sale for $34.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to go to GameStop.com right now. All right.
But we were talking kind of like, the engineering behind it. Mm-hmm. And I think we came out on it. It's probably some kind of like rubber-based silicon thing wrapped around an LED light that can get pulled down by kind of like tape measure.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get one, though.
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's not going to be like... Yeah, it's not going to be like the guy who made the lightsaber build, like that's like pure light and pure like fire coming out of it. But hey, if we get even closer, so I don't have to have these doinky looking plastic blades just hanging on the wall. Perfect. I'm glad. Excited.
The other kind, when you get a target, we kind of go like, just got to snap it out.
That's the thing. Like for a while, that was the lightsaber. And then they like, because you couldn't put lights in it. And then it was, they started doing the Black Series with the blades that don't remove. And it wasn't until like this year. Well, Disney Parks, but the Black Series, like, oh, with the Palpatine lightsaber, like, all right, we're finally going to let you remove the blades and not have to pay extra. Well, you have to pay extra for it, actually. Oh,
going back to lightsabers in Disney World, when you and your brother go, are you guys going to pay for the lightsaber building thing?
Now, here's the thing. I've had this conversation with him multiple times. He wants Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber. Totally fine. Both of them, all of them have retractable blades or removable blades. I want to do the experience because I'm like, heck yeah. I mean, it's... okay, $50 more, might as well just do the experience. You're at Disney. $50 at Disney isn't a cup of coffee, you know? Honestly, it probably is. It's probably like 14, but whatever.
Yeah, it ain't cheap. but I can't, there's a video I need to send you, actually. There's a video that actually shows you which crystals to pick so you know what color you're getting. I gotta send you the video, actually.
Oh, I mean,
there's actually one you can get where you actually have a black one. I was like,
ooh. Well, yeah, so it's the red crystal, but you have to like selectively pick one. They switch it randomly all the time. You have to buy the crystals and the lightsaber crystals in store for those ones. You can't get that like during the experience. So it's a little bit of tomato, tomato. His will always be blue, or if you customize it, you can change the colors of it at least.
Yeah, I think you have to at least get one, either your girlfriend or his girlfriend. One of y'all got to film that because that's just...
Oh, for
two brothers building a lightsaber together. Come on, man.
Come on. I don't know. I'm like, bro, why you want to miss out on this? Well, that's the thing with the lightsaber thing, because neither you or I have gone since they've had the lightsaber experience. You can only have two people per person that paid to go in. So if I pay it, he can still experience it. He just can't build it. But that's when you get super jealous, like, F it. We got to come back tomorrow to do this again.
Well, again, he's a camera guy. He has tripods.
You know, bring all this equipment in just for me to build a toy. That's all right. That's totally okay. Exactly. They probably had a ton of YouTubers do it already.
But yeah, this is very exciting news. If we can finally... Why is my child crying? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We can finally have like real lightsabers and not just like you said, either taking it off or having like the dinky thing, like somebody falls into it and it cracks and suddenly it like skips a point, it lights up and skips that one section and goes all the way up.
That's sad news. When you have to bury your lightsaber because it's done, you can't even use it anywhere.
So I do wonder what this means for like those competitive lightsaber people that actually fight with them.
Thing, like there is the huge disparity of people like, oh, those are dumb, you're paying so much for that, where you can get like a nicer one from like a saber company where they actually like, that's what they build. You know what? I'm all about simplicity. We're about simplicity on the show. If I just go to Disney and get my lightsaber, perfect. It's the Star Wars one. That's what counts.
Yeah, that's one lightsaber.
I just want it. That's all I want. I want my own.
I don't have mine. Every time I see you and John playing with your lightsaber, that sounds weird. Yeah. Playing with your lightsabers on Instagram, I'm like, what one?
Oh. One day. Wait, and Kevin, I mean, well, you already got your birthday present this year, so you're done. You should have said that earlier.
I feel like John Walker. They weren't even super soldiers.
Yes, well, which is a great transition, Kevin, because it's time for Marvel Monday.
And what an episode we got this week.
Whew. What an episode. So we're running a little bit late on this podcast, so it'll be a little bit short of a recap. Just more of highlight episodes, but this episode was good. I will say, though, wasn't my like top one episode, but it was still good.
I've rewatched the first three of these so much that I don't even... Now I'm seeing it now as more of a movie. Like they wanted to be a six-hour movie, so...
Yeah, and that's what they said it was, too, yeah.
Yeah, because I was waiting for my wife to get home to watch it on Friday. I started from episode one and watched the first three. I was like, I don't even know which one's my favorite anymore. I think still my favorite sequence. Favorite sequence is still the opening sequence of the first episode, but just the story from one to four. Now I'm just like, this is a good ride. This is a roller coaster. It's awesome.
This is a fun time. I love it.
I'm about to ask you a question about what time do you usually watch it? Because sometimes I'm afraid I'm gonna text you spoilers, but now I don't know if you watch it.
Yeah, but we know we probably should have had this conversation when the first episode came out, not when we're already more than halfway through the episodes already. But Maura and I, like I said, I watch Invincible on my own, and as soon as she gets off of work, usually like 5 o'clock, we'll sit down, eat dinner, and watch it. So by the time that happens, you, my brother John, and Eric have all watched it. And I'm like, don't you text me anything.
Okay.
It's always of like, oh, I hope they haven't seen anything, because I just want to text you two about it or something.
All right, so rule of thumb, we'll just say 9 o'clock. That's when we text each other about it.
Yeah, just, 6 o'clock-ish. You know, we're good. There you go.
Yeah. Another great episode. This one,
Kevin, hold on. Kevin, we lost you there for a second. Kevin, we lost you there for a second. What'd you say?
I think this one's like probably the most emotional one out of all of them so far, I think.
Yeah, I do. It is a lot of the emotion was in this one. Oh, you're good. I turned my camera off. It's okay. Sometimes this technical glitch was the podcast. Sometimes our cameras just take more data than they should be, and that's totally okay. We figure it out.
We press on. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Kevin, what were you saying before that?
So I think this one's probably the most emotional one of all episodes so far, because there were a lot of things with Sam being a counselor, and obviously John Walker's a little unhinged before he took the serum. And even Zemo talking about how being a wanting to be a super soldier is inherently a problem. Like a lot of emotions in this one.
Yes. Like even like from the get go, like we continue off with it's Io. We now know pronounce it right this time. We kept saying Ayo last week. Her interaction with Bucky, like Wakanda is like, I love that this is like Wakanda is a presence. It's not just you only go to Black Panther to watch Wakanda stuff. Wakanda is in stuff now. It's integrated to the MCU.
And like you said, emotions, the scene where she goes, you are free, Bucky. You are free, James Barnes. The way he cried was like, he cried like he just had a kid. Like, it was like, oh my gosh.
And
Bucky, come here, let me give you a hug.
It's like, and that was the flashback. We actually cut to actual Wakanda where he was, you know, probably where he, like, the sort of border of Wakanda where he was at, where Io was training him. I've seen a lot of rumors and theories that apparently Chadwick Boseman was supposed to be in the place of Io, but who knows? You know what? I think that's probably wrong, just because they refilmed this all during the pandemic. So it was obviously when he was sicker than we all knew. So I kind of doubt that Chadwick Boseman was originally going to be in this.
Yeah, I mean, and then when they filmed this, he could have been still kind of putting the final touches on the Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Also, they could have been filming at the same time, or the other movie he did on Netflix. So who knows? I mean, we all want that, but even as the king, I feel like reprogramming a guy's mind is not on his high list of things to do. He probably just kind of, you know, hey, sure, handle that. You know,
please, can you just get rid of that? You know, that's not too much of a Black Panther thing. It's more of a Dora Milaje thing, but okay.
Exactly. And then 6 years ago was right before Infinity War also, so he probably was worried about, hey, there are these ships coming here that nobody seems to worry about, but I know they're coming. Like, how's that dome coming? Is that dome?
can we get the Gungan dome up, please, from Naboo? All right, great. But back to this episode, like, it was really good. We kind of, just to sort of sum it up a little bit, because we're running behind, we did get, like, sort of Zemo sort of becoming more of like a, all right, I kind of agree with him a little bit villain, but not like, you love him. You're like, I love to hate you pretty much now. Because he's with the supremacy stuff he had throughout this episode, where he pretty much was, in his mind, was trying to, like, plant the seed in everybody's head to sort of make them second take each other, which led to him doing the El Chapo escape at the end of the episode.
El Chapo / Nick Fury in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I love how we kind of just like crept out of the scene during that whole fight. Like, okay, you guys are busy. I'm going to hit the head real quick.
Like, all right, I'm just going to go really up and he's gone. All right, great. And like, and that's the cool thing. Like, I know that was probably the main events of this episode, was that like, that and then like the Dora Milaje really are coming to collect Zemo back, and like, all right, he's out of prison, guess what, he's coming back to Wakanda this time now, where he's more secure and everything. And when they eventually show up to collect his debt, because they had like 8 hours to use him, that's when John Walker and Lamar Hoskins, aka Battlestar Lamar, come in and like, oh no, we got this. And then obviously John Walker, being the dumbass Captain America he is, doesn't know who the hell the Dora Milaje are. And they have this great line of like, you know, Dora Milaje don't have authority outside of Wakanda.
Yes.
And then Io goes, the Dora Milaje will have authority wherever they are. And it's like, yeah, go ahead. It's a little bit scary that you're saying that, but okay, go ahead.
She single-handedly had two of the most popular lines in MCU history. Mm-hmm. That and move or you will be moved.
Yeah.
The Black Widow. Like, oh, who is this person?
You dope. And that was sort of the interesting thing about like how Zemo sort of set that up of that, like, yeah, like, and it's a little bit of how Civil War with the Sokovia Accords is that what the whole point of that movie was, is that you guys have authority doing your own thing without rules or restrictions. And same mm-hmm. thing with Dora Milaje, whereas John Walker's like, all right, cool, Bucky and Sam, you guys are doing your own thing, where he's trying, quote unquote, there to play by the rules a little bit at the beginning of this episode, at least.
Yeah. And like you said, I feel like Steve Rogers was I'll say this also about the whole series. This series just proved how different Steve Rogers was as a person, because I obviously whatever temptations and like, for example, we'll jump to episode real quick. When the Flag Smasher Carly, she killed Lamar, mm-hmm. and he went on that murder fueled rage, basically, and either I don't know if he decapitated the guy, but he basically bludgeoned him with a shield. Either way, it's bad. That's something Steve doesn't let himself get to, because when Bucky was beating him to a pulp in the helicarrier, he said, "I wish to end the line." He could have fought back. He didn't give Bucky his all in that fight. And even in Civil War, when he found out that Bucky killed his parents, he didn't stop fighting Bucky. He helped Bucky get away from Tony, who was going, again, murderous rage. Steve Rogers actually is like, we're showing you, like, the reason why he was great at Captain America, because he was one of one. There's no other person like him, except maybe Sam. And that's it.
Yeah. And then that's the thing, like, and that was sort of the difference, too, is that, like, with Civil War, which you just mentioned, like, Cap held restraint. He did, literally, the shot at the end of this scene where John Walker kills the teacher guy who's like, oh, I used to love Captain America growing up, then he gets killed by Captain America, is the same, pretty much the same shot of Steve doing that to Tony, but instead of killing him, he just disables his power. There's that restriction, that restraint with Steve Rogers. Whereas if John Walker, now with the super serum, which we predicted and knew was going to happen, he's a little bit crazy doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And it's cool. This episode was called The Whole World is Watching. And like, obviously when you see that, like, oh, someone's going to have a camera, something's going to happen. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that, obviously, with the fallout of that next week and the last two episodes.
And then like that, and then two things with that too, also, because I mean, number one, Steve could have killed Tony in that point, and I think Tony thought he was going to, but he could have just, and he just disabled the suit, and he didn't even disable the suit to the point where the suit didn't work. He just disabled it so he couldn't fight. Mm-hmm. So if that's two levels of restraint. And even, and then going back to name of the episode, that's actually also a throwback to Black Panther, because Black Panther is about to kill Claw in the middle of Korea. And then that's when Okoye tells him in Osa, I think his name is called, tells him that, hey, the world is watching. And that's when he just took the claws away and they went about the business. Mm-hmm. So like that's just two things where, like, you see how he's not good for that role. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and that's, and like, even referring, like, and it's cool. Like, I love that we're doing this more than obviously just talking about the episode, but like, this is just our pure knowledge of not even looking at the episode really. Yeah. Is that like, even from the first Avenger, aka, like the third technically Marvel movie overall, with Stanley Tucci, the only thing he's in for that, like, he sets up, like, he picks Steve Rogers not because of the strengths, but the man he is inside. He touches his chest. It's a cute moment. And then we're literally learning, like, John Walker and Lamar actually says that, like, before they go confront Carly, now we know her name, is that Lamar's like, you know, it amplifies your true self, who's inside you. Yep. Him at the time, Battlestar, not realizing that Walker had already taken the serum. He just wanted Lamar to give him some self-justification that he did the right thing.
Yep, exactly. And like you said, set up. And then even going back to that, when in this show, like we said, when Carly killed Lamar, he went crazy. Mm-hmm. In the first Avenger, when Bucky fell off the ship, he didn't find, what's his name? The crazy robot guy. He didn't find him and bludgeon him with the shield. He sucked with the mission. He found the Hydra's base and took him down. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. He didn't go on a murderous rage. So,
yeah.
It's just Steve Rogers. I think what this is slowly showing is that in Civil War, both sides were kind of right.
Well, I mean, we kind of all knew that. And like the main point of Civil War was like, oh no, I like Iron Man better. I like Captain America better. Then there's the deeper stuff into that. It was really cool just with the end of the episode, like it hung on that chilling. It literally looked like a comic book cover, or like it's a 2-page double wide spread of an image you see of that happening. And I love that the credits, like, they were quiet. They made you like think about that scene. You're like, oh man, like what the hell?
Usually goes bam, 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 bam. It was like, no, think about it.
It was like, ooh. It was like,
it kind of like reminded me of Infinity War when Infinity War ended, and it was just no triumphant. It was like, yeah, everybody's gone. Have a nice day.
But yeah, like it was really good. I think one of the off things this episode was probably Sam's sister. Like, it was cool that she's in it again, but it's like, all right, she didn't really contribute that much to the episode.
Yeah, I was actually hoping for that. I wish he would have said, pack the kids up, use only cash, head to the compound in New Jersey. Like, talk about the Avengers compound. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd been cool if he said that, said it like that, but unfortunately he didn't. But it's fine. That's just me wanting more nerdy stuff.
I guess the one point of it, though, is that it really, like, we are seeing the rise of Sam, of why Steve picked him as the new Cap. The descent of John Walker is why he shouldn't be the new Cap. Because he, I mean, we forget this, but when he's in Winter Soldier, he is a VFW like speaker, or like he's a group therapist or a counselor. Yeah. Yep. And so like in this, we get to see a little bit more of that. And like, you know what? Like Steve's like, for being Captain America, yeah, he had the serum and everything, but like his main thing was being a symbol and being a man of ideals, of talking people down. Like he, like as much as he could, he would try to talk someone down before he shot them or hit them with the shield.
And that was growth for Sam too, because if you remember in Winter Soldier, he told Steve about talking about Bucky. This is not the kind of guy you save; the kind of guy you stop. Mm-hmm. So he's grown a long way because Carly is kind of not doing the same thing that Winter Soldier was, but she's still creating havoc and killing people. And he still said, "No, I need to talk to her." So he's grown a lot since Winter Soldier in those ways also. So.
Yeah.
He definitely needs the captain we deserve.
So I had a question. When did you realize Walker had taken the super soldier serum? Because I didn't realize it, obviously, until he bent the pipe. But did you realize it any sooner, or was the pipe was the tell for you?
I realized it when he threw the shield into the wall and took it out.
Yeah. As soon as I was like, I was like, that's cool. He's learning the shield. I was like, oh, wait, no, it's concrete. He has the super soldier serum on him.
Because throwing it in the wall is one thing. Maybe it was a weak wall. But the way it was in there, that he actually had the strength to pull it out. That's when I was like, oh. And then when he kicked the dude down the steps, like, okay, yeah, he did it.
Yeah,
he
did it. Well, because that was the thing. It was funny because I was like, I told Maura during the episode, oh, he hasn't mastered the ricochet yet. Maybe we'll get there. And I was like, oh, wait, there's a reason why he did the shield didn't ricochet off the thing.
And then he did his cool Christian Bale impression on the window diver on top of the. I wish there was a place where you could do window dives for photo ops.
I mean, can we start this business, Gal? I mean, it's really stunts. It's stunts, but it's just you at your own risk for photos.
Okay, we need to stop talking now because we're being recorded. So we need to talk about that.
Copyright, trademark, there you go. We also got a cool Bucky scene with the knife. Just call back to Winter Soldier. It was cool just to see him doing more action scenes with the knife. That was kind of like the cool stunt scene Sebastian Stan actually learned.
We also forgot to mention that Ayo disabled his arm, took it off.
Yeah, like that. And that was like, we kind of been jumping around, but like that cool Dora Milaje scene where like Bucky and Sam are staying out of it. Like, oh, Walker not doing so well with the Dora Milaje. Then they have to get involved, obviously, where Zemo eventually gets out of there. The show just keeps getting better, I feel like, and I'm excited for these next two episodes, which is what we're talking about next. Where do you think it's going?
As far as the next two episodes, I looked up on IMDb, and I think Zemo and Sharon Carter are going to be the next two because they were both credited for 5 episodes.
Uh-huh.
So I think they'll both be in it. And I think that we're going towards either Bucky and Sam picking it upon themselves, or the government saying, hey, get that shield off of him because we won't want that representing us. But it could also go the other way where they say, well, he was a terrorist. So there's no reason why he killed her like that. Mm-hmm. So it could try to spin it that way. But I think we're going to go into, I don't know if he'll take the mantle of Captain America, but we'll see Sam with the shield at the end of the show. Number one, because I think you can see him slowly realizing why Steve chose him as he's going through all these things, seeing where everybody around him being crazy, but he's staying stable. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, out of prison, and then John Walker's killing people, and Zemo is paying off kids with candy. It's weird,
but <Darkest delights.
laughs> So I think he's starting to realize why that he was chosen. So I think we'll see. And also, I've seen the toy. So
I think a lot of people. Spoiler: there's a toy out there or a Funko Pop. Avoid it if you can. But I mean, I think you're right. I think who knows if that is the first like Disney Plus thing we saw of all the shows was him throwing the shield. If that's the last episode, and you're like, they got us the whole time. We thought that was the first episode. No, this is the last episode of this show. Like I said, this next episode is definitely going to deal with that fallout. I think that's cool because more and I actually noticed this because of TikTok, is that it wasn't until last week's episode where they actually put a violence warning on the shows.
It's a very violent show.
Yeah, obviously it's and they're like the things depicted in this scene might be a little triggering because of real life events. And who knows, like, by the way how this episode ends, next week's episode could be a little too real, you know?
Yeah, and I also think because there's a rumor also that the power broker isn't Sharon, is actually Mandarin, and that's going to be kind of like how they kick off going into Shang-Chi. Or not even that, is Mandarin somewhere in Madripoor, basically. Oh, yeah. And they're going to use that kind of, because remember they said that this movie is going to kick off three movies. Mm. That means show is going to kick off three movies. But they're saying Black Widow, Shang-Chi, I don't know what the third one's going to be. Like, who knows? But it could be friggin', I don't know, the next Avengers, or maybe even a movie with Sam as Captain America, Captain America 4, something like that. I don't know. I'm speaking off the top of my head. But I also think that Baron Zemo is going to be the next partially big bad for the Avengers to take down, I think. Because in the comics, I believe he's the leader of the Dark Avengers or the Thunderbolts, one of the two. And this is me spitballing again. I think we're doing pitches, right?
This is a little pitch. This is more predictions, but sure.
I think somewhere beneath all this muck is Thunderbolt Ross wanting his own set.
He's
of
the power broker.
Team.
I'm telling you right now, he's the power broker.
And I like that. I like that a lot. And I think he's going to try to do his own set of Avengers, thinking he can trust somebody like Zemo or like John Walker as not Captain America, but U.S. agent.
The leader, yeah.
They do something stupid. And then the actual Avengers have to assemble one more time. And that one's going to be a mix of, like, you know, Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. Mm-hmm. So, like, Sam leading a team of Kate Bishop and the twins, Maximoff twins, something like that. So, I'm thinking of kind of setting up they're setting up Avengers 5 through all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm excited. Like, it is interesting. I will talk about this because I realized this morning is that, like, remember when the first episode we're like, oh, look, there's the guy who becomes Falcon when Sam becomes Captain America. Haven't seen him since the second episode. Oh, look, there's Isaiah Bradley and there's his grandson. He'll become Patriot. Haven't seen him since their episode. So it'll be interesting. It is a little, those are more Easter eggs and less of plot points, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Because, I mean, Marvel's, they're quick to set you up in the front end and you forget about it. Oh, remember that guy you saw on the fit before?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's Spectrum. You know. but yeah, I do think though that they're kind of setting up a Dark Avengers Thunderbolt thing.
And I think
that'd
be cool.
Zemo and Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, I mean, because if you think about it, like if you look at how the Avengers movies overall of what they've done, it's been Loki and the Chitauri. It's been Ultron and his robots. It's been Thanos and all of his minions, but it hasn't been like team v team. I mean, Civil War technically is what that was, but like this will be, all right, these are your equals. Now, how do you deal with them? Like, you got to get through all five of them before you get to the final boss.
The other thing too is, I think his name is William Hurt, the guy that plays Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah,
he's getting a little older, so he probably can't do any too much actiony stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if, I don't know if they can do this because of all the rights and stuff like that, turning him into the Red Hulk eventually and making him exactly. And making him like a villain again. It's all like the Dark Avengers, Thunderbolt stuff. Maybe even they're creating the Dark Avengers for the Eternals. That could be another thing too.
Well, and here's the other thing is that he's in Black Widow. He's been in a trailer for Black Widow.
Yes.
Now here's the thing. It could be, we know Black Widow takes place before Endgame. A little despairing in where it takes place before Infinity War and everything. It could be there is a post-credit scene that he's setting up his, like, I'm tired of the Avengers not listening to me. Let's start the Thunderbolt initiative and see what happens. And that plants the seed of what this episode is, like the finality of this show. If he is the power broker or anything else, maybe he does get dusted and we find out he is the power broker, you know?
Because you think about it right now, there is a void because Tony Stark's dead. Captain America's back, lost in time, we want to say. John Walker's going crazy. So there's a void of powers, and Spider-Man is, you know, he's 18 years old. He's trying to date Zendaya. We don't have time to save the world, you know? So they could totally, I guess probably the most powerful hero right now left on Earth is Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what realm he'll be in his movie. So you can't trust him. So it makes sense for him to do that. And then back all the other way around on the back end of that, that's when they introduce either regular Avengers or the Young Avengers. Because I think Miss Marvel comes out this winter too. Or is that next year?
Supposedly this winter, yeah.
So, wow, so we get two shows, Hawkeye and, wow.
We get
and
a lot.
Mandalorian.
We get
dang it, I'm not leaving the house this winter on Friday. Yeah.
So that's I think we're pretty good there for Falcon Winter Soldier. But to tease you for Thursday, Mandalorian characters, Din Djarin, could be popping up in the Book of Boba Fett, which we kind of expected.
He better. Mean, come on, man.
But anyway, that does it for our time here. Now, if there's any theories or things you think we've been missing with Falcon Winter Soldier, definitely tweet us, DM us at @infinite_pods on Instagram or Twitter. We'd love to have your input. Do you like the show so far? Do you wish it did more? Where do you rank it above WandaVision? Obviously, we'll be doing that once the final episode's there, but I'm interested to see everyone's opinions on it. We'll save it. We got two more episodes still. You wait.
I like it better.
Oh, Kevin. TikTok won't like you now. But anyway, have a great week. We will talk to you on Thursday with even more nerdy news you need to know. And Kevin, where can they go for them hot blogs, by the way?
Hot99.5.com/crisis group.
Heck yeah. Have a great week. Remember, it's Kevin's birthday week. So if you see Kevin in public or you DM him, it's his birthday week. I won't tell you when his actual birthday is. You'll have to find out. Do some guessing on your own part.
And maybe I'll go somewhere full of chocolate for my birthday this week. Interesting.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory? Where in Britain?
No, another place that's further north.
Is it the wall where they had chocolates to keep them warm?
Well, speaking of the wall, they're about to celebrate the anniversary of the premiere of Game of Thrones.
Oh, they've done celebrated. It's 10 years, baby. Yeah. Ooh, can't wait.
I believe it's been 10 years. That's crazy.
You know, time flies. But anyway, have a great week. We'll talk to you on Thursday. As always, my name is Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you officially listened to this Marvel Monday episode of what, Kevin?
Crisis.
On
Infinite
Podcast.
I'm sorry. I like Winter Soldier better than WandaVision. It doesn't mean I don't like WandaVision, but I still like WandaVision. But Winter Soldier. Oh, I'm sorry.